good afternoon, Truth Wins team. It's good to be with you.
Open your gift.
Open your gift.
Whoa. Yes, that's a good one. I like opening gifts.
Okay, so first we'll start off with prayer and then we'll jump in.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, we glorify you. We thank you for everything. We thank you for life. We thank you for the abundance of God wanting to make us successful in everything we do. We thank you, Father, for the grace of God that passes to us as a gift. And we thank you, Father, for faith that is given to us when we are born again. We receive the blessing of the Lord by believing that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he is Lord of our lives. And we thank you, Father, for this day, this production, this life on earth here with the Spirit. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, name of all names. Amen.
Amen. Well, today's going to be a little bit different because we're going to teach you some things, but we need to have you get a pen and a piece of paper. If you don't have one handy, you can just pause and then come back. Okay, so pause, you paused, you got your pen and your paper. So now what we'd like you to do is write down what would be your number one faith thing you'd like God to do for you. It's like the thing you think might be the most amazing miracle you'd like to have happen to you. You could list 3, 4, 5, 1, whatever, and list it like the number 10 one, the one that you think would be the most difficult for God to be able to get to you. And then now you can even, while you're listening, maybe think of more things you would like God to do. And we're going to go off our study, and then at the end we'll tell you what you're supposed to do with this. So off we go.
Off we go. It says Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And in the Strong's Concordance says what gift means, and it means a present, specifically a sacrifice, gift, offering.
Right. So there, whoa, that's a different look for our camera. I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
We need some help here.
We need, this is showing you, oops, nope, we don't want to do that. It's like, okay, so we'll do this. This is saying, okay, God, teach me how to do this. And whoops, it didn't seem to do it that time, so we'll try one more thing. Let's see if God can, there!
Thank you, Jesus.
We're showing you how to get more than you think.
Get through the gauntlet.
Right. So you ask God for things you think you won't be able to figure out.
Yeah, and it gives you revelation right there.
God's such a comedian because today we had to upgrade our camera, and it took us a long time.
Elgato and OBS.
And it took us a long time to figure out how to do it. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm finally here. And then, wow, look at that.
A little obstacle, but God overcomes every time.
That could be my number 10, was getting my camera back to normal. And that was a really quick answer to prayer. Although you didn't really hear me say it, I kind of said it silently in my mind. So we're saying what's important, though, that we were learning, we'll flip back, it was that by grace you've been saved, and it was a gift. And a gift, all you have to do, like when you think back to when you were saved, you just confess Jesus as Lord as a gift given to you. You like open the gift, you receive it. You didn't have to be perfect. You didn't have to say 100 prayers. You didn't have to fast. You didn't have anything. A gift is something you just open and receive.
And your action is just opening it, giving it, receiving it.
Or believing, really. The believing is really part of it. So let's go to our next scripture.
It says in Romans 12:3, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dwelt to apportioned, bestowed, shared, or distributed to each one the measure of faith.
Right, so there we see, oh no.
Again.
Again. God's testing.
This upgrade.
God's testing how well I can do this stuff, because we are a team. Oh, that's,
yes.
We're the team. Woo!
Yeah, we got to get that.
We're showing you.
Corrected permanently.
God with faith shows you how to do everything. It's pretty amazing. That our thing would be just take the gift of faith. I didn't really do too much. I didn't go study. I didn't go to YouTube and go, how can I do this? The Holy Spirit just said, go click here, and it's there. It's to show
you
how quickly.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, the Rock HaKodesh.
So all these are gifts. So we're not earning them. Like when Jesus died, he said, it's finished. He redeemed us with his blood on the cross, and it's all done, and now there's gifts. So let's see what else there's to say.
It says in 2 Peter 1:1, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. The Greek word that is translated like precious, which means of equal value or honor.
Right, so, this is our...
Yeah, we need to make that scene more...
We're trying to show you that, it's not the right thing. Got to go over here. We're trying to show you that God
is transforming.
Giving me lots of gifts. He's giving me the ability to
make that
We probably have to go through and figure out how to do more, But I would say that's where faith comes in. You just know God will help you do whatever you want to have done.
Yeah.
But so
and
let's
it's
look,
real.
Let's look back at, we're doing it live time. So let's see what it said. Oh, equal value. So everyone's given an equal amount of faith. God gives it to us as a gift. Now,
right.
You might wonder,
a measure of faith,
you might
says.
Wonder, because we always say faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So you're supposed to keep
Romans 10:17.
But what you're really supposed to do is the Bible is like a cookbook, sort of. It has all these instructions. It has all these stories. It tells you how people do it. It's a gift, but you need to know how to access it. How do you use your faith? Faith is a gift. You're not going to really build more faith. You're just going to understand faith. You're going to get so that... I always like to say when I finally got my healing... When I got over having allergies, I believed that I... And like people go, well, what do you mean you believe? Really, I believe God. God said you're healed, and I believed it. And I go, yes, I'm healed, which is receiving your healing. Yes. Like the woman touched the hem. I said, yes, I'm healed. And then it's a gift, so it's just yours. It's just like salvation. You didn't earn it. You didn't have to do fasting and praying and quit smoking, quit drinking, be perfect. It's just a gift.
Yeah, you didn't have to be perfect to stand before God.
You just get it.
Because God sees it through the Son, Jesus Christ, and we're the body of Christ, so we're a part of the Messiah. Our spirit's been reborn, been re-given to us, and our souls are renewed by our diligence, our due diligence to do the Word of God, and we are more than conquerors through that.
So now our next scripture is...
Romans 3:24-26. But by the free gift of God's grace, all are put right with him through Christ Jesus, who sets them free. God offers him so that by his blood he should become the means by which people's sins are forgiven through their faith in him. God did this in order to demonstrate that he is righteous. In the past, he was patient and overlooking people's sins, but in the present time, he deals with their sins in order to demonstrate his righteousness. In this way, God shows that he himself is righteous and that he puts right everyone who believes in Jesus.
Right. So, we've got another one. Well, yes. This is letting you know we need to
set that to the default.
We probably do, but what we're showing you is
we're human. An upgrade.
We're human. We have faith. You have faith. It all works out with faith. And God gives you it easily.
Regardless of the situation, the word came forth.
Right. It's not hard to do to fix the screen. But what I wanted to say there is God overlooks sin for a season, but it's not forever. And we know the world has been different and things are going to change a lot. And so this probably is the message for everyone. If you haven't done what's right, all you have to do is take your gift of salvation, open the box, just like a Christmas present, confess Jesus as Lord. He comes into your heart.
Yeah, you got to go in and look at the tree, and there's all the gifts underneath, which is the Bible. And then you take the gift by reading the Word of God and indwelling in it. And then you open your gifts as God's Word manifest in your life.
Right, because He's righteous and His righteousness is here now. And all the people who have done things in the past, it's time to have a wake up. Wake up, ding, 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 ding. It's kind of like I had a wake up call. I had to upgrade my camera and I upgraded and
Yahtzee.
Woo! And now I'm having to learn. It's like kind of the same thing for you. If you don't know it, open your Bible, learn it. It's kind of for me. If I didn't exactly know how the camera works, I'm learning it and it's getting open. But we want to share with you the gifts. Like sometimes you don't know what gifts God has. And so we're going to have the list up, and instead of flipping back and forth on each one, we're kind of going to talk and you can see the list. But these are things you should have. Everyone, remember he said everybody's equal. Everybody was given like faith. You were his gift to you. He didn't give Apostle Paul more faith and Peter less faith. It's a gift.
Everybody gets the same measure of faith. And you develop that faith. You do grow in it.
Right. Well, it's really you believe it. Once you start believing.
Well, believing and having faith is
right, the same. Like God said it, I believe it, it's so. And then you just open the gift and take it. So here's some gifts that all of us are given for you to think about. Here's some gifts.
Have you unwrapped your gift from God? Discernment, the wisdom to recognize true from untruth.
Right, so that's really a good one right now. Like with the Holy Spirit, you can discern wisdom, what's true and not true. I think that's a real key for right now.
The Word of God gives us that, because we know the truth, and it says in Matthew 6:33, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Right, so we're
I think, no, that's, yeah,
we're truth
I think that's
seekers.
Right.
So what else? So we can open the gift of truth.
Right, and it says faith, great confidence in the power and the promises of God.
Right, so our gift here, he gives us faith, and God said it, I believe it, so that's how our faith is. So we believe God even if we don't see it, because like in Hebrews, it's kind of like God chose things that are not to bring to naught things that are. Like Abraham, the father of faith, they changed his name. They called him the father of many nations when he had no children. But God said you're going to have children. If God says it, Abraham believed it, and it was so. So
you don't go by the physical. You go by the Word of God. It supersedes all. It's like like we've talked about before. The law of lift is the Word of God, and the physical is the gravity. So gravity is always trying to bring to you what it is in the flesh. And
but
so
faith,
we need to
faith is
know
a gift,
the
though,
Word that will supersedes the flesh.
Well, really, we have faith. So faith's a gift God gave us. Discernment's a gift God gave us. The next one is
healing. God's covenant promises to restore all, be that physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually.
Right, and the healing, we've given you those scriptures before from Isaiah and 2 Peter.
Right.
And so what is it? You have the gift. Open it. Don't leave it sitting under the Christmas tree.
Or don't ignore it. You gotta
open it and receive it.
Right.
So the next gift is
knowledge gained from the Bible or the Holy Spirit.
Right. So if you read the word, things you might not know, all the covenant promises. So you read them in the Bible and you know God said them. And then you know it's so. Or the Holy Spirit can direct you, like says, go a different way. And you may think, why did I drive that way? Nothing happened. But maybe if you'd gone the other way, something would have happened.
Yeah. And in Psalms, 23rd Psalm, the fifth verse, it says, yes, I go through the valley of shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me, Lord. Thy word and thy spirit, they comfort me. So that's a great verse for this knowledge of God.
Right. Another thing God's given us is grace.
Grace. And it says, grace, God is favorably inclined toward us. He wants to do what is best for us. And that's what grace is, unmerited favor.
Right. So even if you're not perfect, God will make a path, lead you down it. If you're really willing and obedient, he'll take you and you'll get the best. So a lot of times I think people are afraid, oh, if I pray, God will send me to be a missionary and I don't want to go there.
Well, but God don't want anything you don't want.
No, but if God really would send you there, it would be the best thing. That's
yeah,
something
you'd
to
find
know
that,
God knows
wow,
the best.
Wow, I didn't know it was going to be this great.
Right, and so the next one is
prophecy, a word of God that involves foresight or visions of what is to come. Now, that is very valuable.
Right, especially
to know what the future. I could see myself in the future, and I look much better than I look right now. I have a vision of the future of what God has given to me to have, so I pursue that.
Right, and this is a gift. All of these are gifts. You just have to ask, say, God, give me my gift of prophecy, and you'll find that you know things that are going to happen. Next one is
speaking in tongues. The supernatural ability to speak in another language. Now, that's a spiritual language that is given to us by the Holy Spirit that guides us, and it gives us, it says that it edifies us, it builds our spirit, builds our body, our mind, and it guides us into making high quality prayers for other people and for ourselves.
Right. So that's a free gift. You just ask God, say, God, please, and fill me to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Begin talking, and you'll speak out in
tongues.
Right,
and you got to study what tongues are. It's not just for the church, and most people are kind of a little weird about that. But really, tongues, the devil hates tongues because it's the powerhouse of God working through us. So every born again Christian needs to covet the speaking in tongues to edify ourselves to the point that the devil has no place in our lives.
Right, and so the last one is
wisdom, gift of being able to sort through facts to discover what needs to be done.
Right.
Wow. We have the wisdom of God, the knowledge, the wisdom, the revelation, the truth passing through us, giving us a quality life because of our because God has given us direction and wisdom and knowledge to make high quality decisions in our
life. So we're saying to you, have you unwrapped your gift from God? These are all gifts that everyone should have, and it's available to them, but they actually need to go make possession of the gifts. Like you said, the gifts under the Christmas tree, you go get it, you open it, you take it, it becomes yours.
Yeah, and God wants this for us all. He wants us to have this because when we bless, we do it. We're blessing him because he has given it. We're co-heirs with Jesus Christ to be a blessing unto all ourselves, our family, our friends, the body of Christ.
Oh, no. Now,
wow, what is happening now?
Now this has become very strange.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. We're coming back. I noticed that it was a little slow.
Well, this is the one to show you to have faith. It's like,
yeah.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
now it's doing. Like, wow.
Oh, so now we're caught up.
We're going to walk slow.
We're going to tell you that this is maybe a gift for you to go, whoa, people have a funny sense of humor.
Well, hopefully we clean this up by the next production next week.
Right, we'll have it all fixed up, but we thank you for listening through, but we're not done. We have some more to go.
There's one more to go.
Well, and then we're going to go back to our list that you wrote. Remember, everybody has their list of the top thing they wanted God to do, and one of the top things I had wanted today was for God to make the camera work. Well, it didn't even work at all.
Well, at least we made the production group. We were getting to the point that we're going, oh, we'll have to do it later.
But yeah, so
God gave us that revelation, and we did what we needed to do. This is a silly
production, but it's a gift. We want you to look at God's gifts list to you. But this, we're going to do this one more, and then we'll go back to your list of the number 10. What's the most impossible thing you think God could do for you? And you
How about walking on the water?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
It says in Matthew 6:9-13, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we all said, amen.
Amen. So that's the thing I think probably is the prime thing. There's two versions of the Lord's Prayer in the Bible, and one says on earth as in heaven. The other says as in heaven, so on earth. We taught on that, I believe, last week. So in heaven, what are we going to have? We're going to have our list of all those gifts. We know it's there, so it's here as well. If it's on earth as in heaven, so on earth. So you have all
so
that.
So God wants us to infiltrate the physical to be like heaven. Because right? The words of our mouth
is
bringing the spirit into the flesh.
Right. So what we're going to do now with our list, now that you have your list, the number one, number 10, which would be top 10, the best that you could think God could do for you, we want you to make it a number 2 on your list. Now we want you to expand this next week to use your faith, which is a gift, the grace, which is a gift, the discernment, which is a gift, all the gifts that are there. We want you to do something that isn't beyond what you thought was the number 10. Like you already kind of gave them a clue, like walking on the water.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I talked about walking on the water when Jesus walked on the water and Peter walked with him.
But we'd all like
to walk with him, wouldn't we?
But it could be like you go fishing and you catch a fish with a coin in your mouth. I bet you never had that on your top 10.
Whoa, that'd be cool.
Or you're translated. You're like Philip.
Yeah, you're in South Israel, then all of a sudden you're in Tel Aviv.
Right, and maybe you want to pay your house off and you've always thought, well, that's impossible. So it's not even your number 10 because you've already said, But now we're going to use our face and faith. We're going to use our faith, and then we'll watch that miraculously happen. Because as we've been studying Kairos time versus Kronos, so we need
right.
to be in our Kairos.
We're in Kairos
time.
When we're in the spirit, we're in Kairos.
Right, where God is, and we're in the quantum, where the God particle is.
And time stops, slows down, like it was trying to do on
up.
Our film.
Whatever. And then we have miracles that occur, because that should be your everyday thought. I think today we've been listening to like lots of things, like not so positive, but God is amazing. We should be focusing on all the things that are possible. What our faith that's a gift, and what our grace that's a gift, and what our discernment, and all these things are gifts. So healing's a gift. So if you're needing it, like you're thinking, well, I have cancer and there's nothing possible. God couldn't possibly do that. Yes, he can.
Do people have cancer in heaven? No.
No, they don't. So it's a learning thing. Open your Bible. It's an open book test. Study. kind of like we did. We figured out how to get the camera to run, kind of.
Yeah.
We'll have a better...
The Holy Spirit intervened.
But we'll even have it better next week. We'll have it. So,
yeah, there won't be any glitches.
So we tell you...
We're walking in the Kairos.
Open up all your gifts. Don't leave any under the tree. Don't skip your birthday presents. Open all the gifts this week.
Yeah, the presence of God.
And instead of doing your 10, which is now a 2, do your new 10. Believe God. Use your faith.
Right.
Like you go to the gym and you exercise your faith. And
yeah,
then we know,
listen to the Word of God on your phone.
Right, and you can contact us on prayer@truthwins.com and tell us all the amazing things that have happened because you've opened your gift. You're not leaving it under the tree. It's a gift, so all you have to do is believe it and receive it. So...
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
So remember, like and subscribe. Tell friends and family about it. And we'll
thank you.
We
love you.
We'll be with you next week. And next week, we're
going through the learning curve.
Well, we were in Kronos.
Also, I got a new t-shirt from my university.
Yes, Liberty University, where we're in the process of getting our doctorate. So... We will be here next week. We will have it all set up better. We were in Kronos time. The time was running out. We should have stayed in Kairos time.
Kronos
we had to
dragging on us.
We wouldn't have had to have these things, but it shows you we're just people like you going through our experiences and God's...
But
just,
we are kings and right? We are priests
and,
before
and actually,
God.
One nice thing is I kind of just... stayed calm. Had I gotten excited, I would have...
And I spoke in tongues.
Taken it off and not...
Thank you, Jesus.
Get it done. So just stay calm in the peace of God.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Okay. We'll just keep talking, so we'll say bye-bye and see you next week.